Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be getting into the economy coming up in the next segment. We knew this was going on 4 or 5 months ago. There were little blurbs about it in the New York Times and places about the Federal Reserve, quote, issuing its own secret form of currency. The World Bank, the IMF have announced last week they're issuing a secret super currency. It's already going on. It's all backed up with taxpayer money, or at least they claim it is. And so that will do a couple things. It will deflate the value of the currency, thus causing hyperinflation, while the real economy contracts. That is the unknown perfect storm in modern history of hyperstagflation, a term I coined that many economists we've had on say they believe is an excellent term for it. Only way to describe it, they came out a few days ago, the Feds did, admitted record increases in the consumer price index, and that's even with their cooked numbers. And some of the numbers were the worst in 20 years, the worst in 7 years, and that was just in a one-month change. So that is coming up. We'll be getting into that in great detail. I mean, the announcement, I should have air raid sirens going on in the background, that they are monetizing the debt is staggering. So that's coming up in the next segment with Bob Chapman. All over the country, Obama has, and of course Bush started all of this, but flawlessly, seamlessly, they're continuing it. Like relay runners passing a baton, that they are going to have martial law in the states and cities and the tent cities and FEMA camps and forced service. They have a law that's now passed the House, but separately the Army issued a directive a few weeks ago for a million-person civilian army that will be under a draft. It says compulsory. It doesn't say draft. It says compulsory service, 18 to 24. And that you will be directed inside the United States or anywhere else on the planet, including war zones. So these poor little Obamanoids and everybody else, I guess, for that matter, will be directed. They also have a senior corps, a green corps, where they will decide what you're going to be and do, and then you will serve them. It has passed the House, and still the public is in denial about that. Meanwhile, the mayor of Schenectady, New York, considers options, martial law over police woes. It's a good-sized city. They have 165 soldiers, police, excuse me, a Freudian slip there. Now they want to replace them with federal troops. The National Guard has been federalized. And here's the press release from the mayor's office, Office of the Mayor, City of Schenectady, New York. It says for immediate release, mayor meets with President Obama at White House. And so this is one of the mayors that of 40 mayors, from across the country who met with President Obama and Vice President Biden, the White House, on Friday morning to discuss the recently passed federal stimulus bill and how they're going to implement it. So it all has innocuous names like, oh, we're going to have a federal emergency medical centers inside old Army bases, and there'll also be a stockade. But don't worry, local pastors and community corporate leaders will be there helping run the camp. And that dovetails with the clergy response teams, the InfraGuard, the executive little spy forces, and infrastructure protection. So this is definitely a staged event. Oh, we have five officers that are beating people up and drunk driving, and so we have to declare martial law. They cut to the police chief going, yes, martial law is what we need. We can't fire them. What does that mean? Of course they can fire them. So the answer to everything, stub your toe, martial law. Car wrecks, martial law. Marijuana, martial law. People growing their own gardens. And, you know, they have city council people in the news. In fact, reprint me those. It was a couple cities doing it. Tulsa, Oklahoma, and others with headlines. We can't allow gardens. We've got to have inspections. We just can't let citizens grow things. They might grow pot. Guilty until proven innocent. I mean, they could have gardens in the Soviet Union except under Stalin. And that's how 20 million people died in just a two-year period in the Ukraine. So whether they can get away with this or not is still remains to be seen, but they're certainly trying it right now. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It happens throughout history. 99% of the time, governments become tyrannies. Free systems that have any modicum of justice are extremely rare. And on every front, we have been looted by offshore private corporations. It's very simple. The New World Order is offshore corporations buying off county, city, federal governments, and then having those governments go into debt to the bankers for the fiat currency the bankers create out of nothing. But the bankers are greedy. They don't want to just blow out third world countries completely or use the United States and Europe to fund their operations, Japan as well. They now, as they said they would do in 2002 when their documents got leaked, the BBC covered it, implode the entire world and then have everybody in debt to a new global currency, and you will have your credits on your ID card. And you will still have dollars, you will still have loonies, you will still have pounds, you will still have pesos, you will still have yuans and yen, but it will be globally set every day to the value they want, interest rates will be set, and you will pay hundreds of new taxes to them. It's all been announced. Now, 10 years ago, I'd read out of government documents this on air and tell you where to get them. People would roll their eyes and drive down the highway and say it wasn't true. You'd lazily say I was making it up. Many people would. That's why we knew all of this. We've done nothing special except listen to the globalists, what they said they do. We're now here. Now they're announcing it and putting their spin on it. So it's people say, well, why would you say mainstream media lies, but then come out and use mainstream media? No, they would deny this existed while they were setting it up. Now that they're going ahead with it and launching it, they're announcing it but putting a spin on it. Oh, isn't it good they want to restrict home gardens because you might grow pot? Oh, isn't it good they're going to protect the food supply by basically shutting down the farms and ranches with total regulation and control that just can't be followed or you'll go bankrupt? Oh, isn't it great they're getting ready to attack Iran? Oh, isn't it wonderful? We need martial law in the city. The police are corrupt. We need troops. You know, isn't it wonderful? Oh, they're building camps for the tent city people, and you can't be in the park anymore in a tent. We're going to make you go to the camp, and there's movies every night, and you know, they'll show it on the news, and oh, look, you get free medical care in the camp. They had to implode things to then play the part of the savior. Now, drum roll, because I don't want to just cover this with Bob Chapman and not have it really sink into people, because this is the final balloon going up, okay, monetarily. Bob Chapman said months ago here, other economists we've had on said months ago, the New York Times said it's believed the Federal Reserve is issuing some type of secret currency. Then the London Telegraph and AP reported in the last 5 days in scores. I mean, I've got a stack of them. But let me just read one of the headlines. IMF poised to print billions of dollars in global quantitative easing. The International Monetary Fund is poised to embark on what analysts have described as a global quantitative easing by printing billions of dollars worth of a global supercurrency, an unprecedented new effort to address the economic crisis. And a day later, this was Monday, they came out and said, oh, actually, they've already been issuing it. So understand, this isn't just like Zimbabwe right now or Iceland or the famous Weimar Republic, literally with wheelbarrows of marks, you know, million-dollar marks, their dollar, to buy a loaf of bread, and you'd go into a restaurant to eat dinner, and you would pay for the meal first because it would change on a chalkboard on the wall in the 2 hours you were there eating. It might triple in price in an hour and a half, 2 hours. That is on record. Now, in those cases, the government just issued currency, and it destroyed the value in savings. This is worse. The Federal Reserve is buying U.S. Treasury securities itself because the world is backing away from them, knowing they're worthless. It's happening now. And then the Federal Reserve, in some manipulation, its private shareholders are going to get some interest on this. So with taxpayer-backed fiat money, they are then buying Treasury notes, and then they get a profit out of it. I mean, this is something at an even worse level. And so I wanted to bring Bob Chapman on, perfect timing today, the internationalforecaster.com, one of the formerly the largest newsletter in the world before he retired. He's come back with it. And, of course, he was the largest private gold and silver broker, and he's a patriot. Really needs no introduction here. But, Bob, is this not the big balloon going up?
It's part of it, and it's the stream, so to speak. Special drawing rights have been around for a long time. The last time I saw them being used was in the late 60s. And, of course, in 68, the central banks took a whack at gold, and that didn't last very long. And then about 10 years later, they did the same thing by selling, you know, more gold. And gold went down a little bit, and then went crazy. So every time they sell gold, the gold goes ballistic afterwards.
But this is a $1 trillion buy, according to the Associated Press. A trillion.
Well, special drawing rights are not used as money in the system on the street. They are bank to bank. And all it is a replication of what other central banks are doing. They're just adding to the flow, and they're counting these as assets. So they are lent, the SDRs, to the banking system. Let's say it's a European Central Bank, and let's say they give him 5 trillion SDRs, and then they can replace on their balance sheet other currency that they have with these so that their balance sheet will look like it's more solvent than it
is. And so that's why they're announcing internationally they're doing it, and then domestically they're doing it. This is hyperinflationary, is it not?
Yes, it is. And the second part of what you discussed earlier, that is what the Federal Reserve has admitted. And you know, on this program 4 months ago, I said that the Treasury, I believe, was secretly selling bonds to the Federal Reserve And they, in turn, were giving the money, which they make up out of thin air, to the Treasury Department, which goes out and spends it immediately, monetizes it. And then they take the bonds that they have and they lend them out, or they sell bonds slowly into the market in order to liquefy themselves so that the Treasury doesn't have to do that. The Treasury does large tranches at each time, you know, $30 billion here, $35 billion there, $62 billion there, and 30 and 10 and 5-year bonds and notes. In fact, they started a 7-year bond that they haven't used for 15 or 20 years. And so this is what they've been doing secretly. So the $300 billion part of that $1.2 trillion yesterday, that $300 billion, I believe, has already been spent, or at least a good part of it. And Bernanke is going to be back for more. And I figure they will need at least an absolute minimum of $5 trillion to continue to fund the Treasury that's going to have a heck of a time trying to sell bonds. And, you know,
yeah, they're having to sell it to themselves.
$3 worth now.
Yeah, they're trying to sell it to themselves. Let's get into that and so, backing, you know, away.
Alex, the last point here. This is immediately hyperinflationary. And that's why gold went from 882 to 960 in 2 days. In fact, gold is almost relatively unchanged today, which is very good. Gold's going considerably higher. Gold and silver are the ones who are going to profit by this. This is the only place to go with your investment money is in gold and silver. And I can't stress that enough. There are no more alternatives.
Well, we're going to get into gold a little bit later. Mainline economists are saying this is going to cause worldwide hyperinflation. All major governments are hyperinflating. And, you know, Obama's announcing a trillion here, a trillion there every week, you know, basically bigger than the entire GDP of the country now. It's clear they've made the decision to hyperinflate. What's the time frame on that, and what's it going to look like on the street in 12 months?
Well, first of all, it'll start hitting next month, April, May. And it's already begun. It began in November. But it takes a little while for it to get into the system. CPI, real inflation, is somewhere between 9 and 10%. It's starting to move up. And you can't look at the government figures. They don't mean anything. And so this year, we'll probably get back to real inflation of something on the order of 15%, maybe higher. And then the following year, you're looking at 30% or more. And so that's the way I see it evolving. And they are going to, as you just said, continue to throw money at everything. And that means that all the currencies in the world, not just the dollar, are going to be doing the same thing. They all have zero interest rates or close to it. They are all creating money and credit. I just looked at the figures yesterday, and they're in tomorrow's International Forecaster. The British government, the Bank of England, the month before last, had increased money and credit 17.2%. Last month, it was 18.8%. This is a major country.
But at the same time, the depressionary spiral on Main Street, the stagnation of real estate, commercial real estate, credit card debt, corporate debt is coming due at record levels. And then here's the big key, and I want to come back and get your take on this. The banks are restricting lending even more and strengthening the rules on lending for houses and on businesses at the time that they're being engorged with fiat currency.
That's true. That's correct, and that's to fatten their balance sheet and keep the anointed, Illuminous banks in business.
So everything's being thrown into the black hole of the New World Order bankers. The entire economy, the real economy, is being fed into their black hole mouth.
That's right.
Bastards. Bastards. And they're just hiring more police and military, youth brigades. It's just, they're going to turn them all loose on us. Stay there.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Bob Chapman, this trillion, $200 billion fiat infusion that they expect taxpayers to pay for. It's clear that the rats are leaving the sinking ship, just taking whatever goodies they can with them. Do you revise your forecast to a earlier total implosion of society? Or, I mean, it does seem they're accelerating things. Or what are we on track for?
Well, I think the acceleration you're seeing is more in the area of domestic control, let's call it that. You know, the items that you brought up concerning the government being called in and martial law and this sort of thing. that is going on, and it's starting to build. You might have an incident maybe sometime this year or next year. It'll get that really going. But as far as the money's concerned, they can feed, you know, paper into this system for at least another couple of years before it comes unglued. And there's, you know, you're looking at 600 trillion to 1.25 quadrillion worth of derivatives. And as we found out with Bear Stearns and Lehman when they went under, these people were writing credit default swaps, which are insurance policies you can buy if you own bonds in a corporation and you're afraid the corporation could go under, like General Motors is an example. And they were running naked. That means they had no collateral at all behind the contract that they were selling to provide insurance. And it's one of the reasons that they took them down, and AIG was doing the same thing and probably three or four times as much as what Bear and Lehman did. And so you've got that overhanging. And what they expect to do is to continue to feed monies in. Now, how they're going to try to feed the housing market is they're going to buy CDOs, collateralized debt obligations, that are held by people like Citigroup. And the question is, what are they going to pay for them? And recently, they've done some deals, and they were paying 80 cents on the dollar. Well, Merrill Lynch had to sell some about 4 or 5 months ago, and they got 22 cents on the dollar. So what they're doing here is really buying toxic waste in behalf of the American taxpayer who's going to pay for it.
But it's in the hundreds of trillions. There's no way to do that. All they're doing is using the crisis to consolidate power. You know, the public's outraged by the distraction of $165 million in AIG bonuses, whereas it's an outrage, and it came out Obama engineered it all while speaking out against it publicly. That gives him a black eye and his administration, but the bankers just continue on as their puppet Geithner gets all the heat. Imagine if the public understood that $9.7 trillion has disappeared into a black hole and that the Federal Reserve won't tell Congress where all this money is going. The police, the military, everybody's starting to finally get it that crooks run things. I don't think the Ivory Tower boys are going to get away with pulling off martial law, even if they stage some terror attacks or a bioweapons release so they can pose as our saviors. I see them overreaching here, but through the overreaching, it's still going to be a complete disaster.
Well, I think the idea in that respect is to get the word out to the people. We don't want any bubbas shooting at anybody. So all you Americans, don't shoot at anybody. Don't get sucked into their trap. It's not time. A time will come when you have to act. But don't act in some silly incident. You know, keep your heads. Don't give them an excuse to put you in a camp or put martial law in your town, that sort of thing. But as far as the money goes, they're going to keep on pumping this thing, and it won't fall of its own volition. They will make it fall when they're ready. And when it falls and collapses, the only thing that will be worth anything is gold and silver besides the food and filters and weapons that you put away. And they expect at that time, because they'll have lots of money, they will go and buy everything they can get their hands on. 5, 10, 15 cents on the dollar. And at the same time, they'll have a war going on. And you've just talked about a selective service draft. And they want to get anybody between 18 and 24 off the streets, because if you remember, these are the people who fight wars, not the sergeants and the generals.
Yeah, for those that don't know,
the
House has now passed it, and it nexuses in with the Pentagon directive of a month ago, where it says mandatory service in a civilian military domestically and overseas. It says it's compulsory. And so a lot of you Obama lovers, you're going to get the cute little uniform, but you're going to get to try to confiscate the American people's guns. You're going to get to be shipped overseas. So enjoy yourselves. You earned it. Bob.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
It's been engineered to bring in world government. It's got all the articles and video clips where they admit they're bringing in world government, world taxes to the bankers. All the facts how Obama's people with Bush wrote the bailout banker takeover. How they wrote the loopholes so they could get the bonuses. The youth brigades, the martial law plans, the FEMA camps. It covers everything. It is 112 minutes long, shy of 2 hours, 25 minutes of extras. And you show somebody this out of the gates and explains Bush and Obama are both bad, but they're just puppets. And let's look past them to the real elite. We got graphics that show the presidents and we zoom past them, you know, and just an idiot can understand this. And you see who the real power elite are and what their agenda are. We need to get this out. The Obama deception for a week running is the number one video on YouTube and Google everywhere. But it's not that high a quality. People need the high quality DVD. We are shipping them out. We have thousands of them here at InfoWars.com. Order the hard copy DVD, and that makes this radio show. And we've expanded to fight, so we also need to raise capital, continue operating, and continue expanding in the midst of this because it's who's going to stand up to it if we don't. This is a tool to wake people up. So get the high quality DVD to air it on Access TV or to have viewing parties at your house. It's super high quality. The Obama deception, the mask comes off, shipping out now. Get it at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I literally busted my butt to get this out in 3 months, and we did it. So get the Obama deception today, 888-253-3139, or download it in super high quality and burn it to disc or regular CD, and it's close to DVD quality, regular DVD quality, at prisonplanet.tv. Don't count on others to make copies of it. Don't count on others to get it out to everybody. We need your help, ladies and gentlemen. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can get a free copy of the International Forecaster and valuable information at theinternationalforecaster.com. And later, as I know Bob never has it in front of him, he's never thinking about it, we'll get out the toll-free number if folks want to call and get a free copy of the hard copy of it, of the International Forecaster. Bob Chapman, I know there's a lot of other issues going on. I wanted to just not just mention this on air. I wanted to be specific about the youth brigades. This is the House Passes Mandatory National Service Bill, prisonplanet.com. We link directly to Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act. And it says in the bill, it says mandatory service requirement for all able young people will be developed. And it says that they're setting it up through the public-private schools. This is also total federal takeover of all the schools, not just a youth corps. It's got another program here, Clean Energy Corps, Education Corps, Healthy Future Corps, Veterans Corps, and they're going to pay them tax money. So it's the federal government just exploding in size. They say, you've got to do it, but we're going to pay you. And so they're going to be little devilish servants of government to be part of it. I mean, this has happened in East Germany, Russia, China, Nazi Germany. Love him or hate him, Chavez has set this up in Venezuela. Cuba does it. I mean, this is classical, as bad as it gets, the most stinking tyranny. And I wanted to nexus that in with a story from InfoWars.net, Steve Watson, January 30th of this year, 2 months ago. Defense Department announced a civilian expeditionary force. And we've got a link to the bill there. Excuse me, not bill. It nexuses with the bill to the Defense Department Directive 140410. Defense Department Directive 140410. Management retains the authority to direct and assign civilian employees, either voluntary or involuntary, or on an unexpected basis to accomplish DOD missions domestically or internationally. And it says that you will be forced to deploy. So there you have it. Exactly what they said they were going to do decades ago. It's now happening. Bob Chapman, I mean, you were in military intelligence. You fought in the Cold War. You were over in Berlin, you know, before you got into private business and publishing things like None Dare Call a Conspiracy. I mean, if people don't recognize this as the most virulent, certified tyranny, can you explain to people historically what this means? I mean, they're still calling it a rumor, and the bill has passed the House on its way for sure passage, they're saying, in the Senate.
It's the beginning of tyranny, as people have read about it, that occurred in all the places you've mentioned just now. And the plans are being put in place. How long will it take? I think maybe, I think a year from this summer. And I'll tell you why. Unemployment will be about 22% this year and by the end of the year. And I don't think that's enough to get people cranked up fully. And so I think going into the following year, sometime during 2010, the riots and demonstrations are going to be happening in America in a big way. And I may be off my timing, but things always take a little bit longer than you think they're going to. But their whole movement, their whole plan is moving forward. And timeline, I expect real trouble next year.
Can you imagine they're seeing a million goons in one of these six corps alone, a million power-tripping 20-year-olds with guns? I mean, they're saying they're going to arm them, running around, bossing everybody, taking over the cities and counties. I mean, this is hellish.
Well, if they do things that they're not supposed to do, they're going to get killed. It's pretty simple. You know, there's 40 million ex-servicemen out there and ladies. And they all know how to shoot straight. And these young people are no match for them. It's as simple as that. And they're going to get wiped out. I mean, even if they threw the military and law enforcement in, they might be able to garner 3 or 4 million people against 40 million. Many who have served in combat? No, I don't think so. And the way that ammunition is leaving the shelves in the stores, they're obviously loaded for bear.
Well, that's my next question for you. Folks, I would love nothing more than to believe Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh are good guys, but these are the people that said no New World Order exists, Ron Paul supporters are terrorists. He was following last year, only about 13 months ago, show after show, the federally issued, you know, MIAC-type reports, and I said he's following a federal demonization script. I mean, this is what I do. This is all I do, folks. I know what it is. I know what it is when I see it. If I see a coral snake on my back porch or a water moccasin, I know what it is, too. Okay, I see a snapping turtle, you know, in a pond I'm about to jump into. I don't jump on top of the snapping turtle. I know what this is, okay? And now he comes up, I'm your friend, I'm fighting the New World Order, but I'm not sure if it exists or if forced service exists. And, you know, I think we do need these MIAC reports, but it's kind of mean to say that gun owners are bad, too, but you can trust me. But by the way, Al-Qaeda's about to get us. But the mere fact that Limbaugh covered the MIAC report, they're all covering, a week after I cover it, they cover it here. And I've talked to folks in these organizations. They admit they're watching everything we do here. And they're trying to pose as if they are the voice of the people to get the population's trust so that a key time like Benedict Arnold, they can stick a knife between our ribs.
Well, that's absolutely correct.
But doesn't that signify that we are winning the hearts and minds in a big way, that the guns are being sold out, the ammo is being sold out, that liberty issues are now the hottest thing and growing exponentially?
And we got to keep right on doing it. And it's not only for Americans. These broadcasts go all over the world. And we got to let everybody else know out there that the people who are running your governments are cooperating for the most part with the people who are running ours and the governments in Europe, et cetera. And when the time comes, you got to remove them.
Well, it's clear the criminals running the planet are going for broke. I mean, they've committed so many crimes and there's so much dirt on them that they've got to bring in a total tyranny or they're going to jail.
At best. Most of them are old enough, once they get in, they'll never get out.
Well, another thing's happening, Bob. Even upper echelon technocrats and functionaries of the elite are speaking out genuinely against what's happening. There's even large sectors of the nouveau riche and the upper crust of the nouveau riche that are realizing now, oh, that they're not going to be protected either, that this tyranny, you know, might have been fun a few years ago, but this is for real. This isn't a game. Would you like to speak to them?
All I can say to you is you have been useful in the climb to the top, so to speak, by those who are controlling things. And don't think you'll be protected. They will eject you, reject you out of hand. It's just like someone who comes from the other side, spies for you, and when they go to attack, they put you in the front. Same thing. All you're doing is going to end up absorbing economic bullets, so to speak. And that means that they'll be pointing the finger at you, upper middle class. Let you take the lump, so to speak. But that only happened for so long. And once the system breaks down, we're going to get to the people who are doing this, and they've been doing it for centuries, and we know who all of them are.
Well, that's a good point.
And they're not going to get away. I mean, you know, half the population of the world could die in what we're facing right now. That's a distinct possibility, and they're not going to get away.
Now, that's what's amazing about it, but you hit on a key point there that the elite always eat their own, and that a lot of people that have been serving this system knowingly are in for a very, very rude awakening. Bob Chapman, what are a few other brief solutions politically? I mean, folks should be spreading the word right now about the New World Order. Obviously, people's minds are open to it now. What are some of the other things folks should be doing right now to try to lessen this calamity that we're already entering?
Well, I don't think there's much we can do about bringing it to a halt. And we can do the things you've talked about. Also, telling everybody about the Federal Reserve, what it does, and what a bunch of bad guys they are. Everybody knows that even though they voted for these people, the people in Congress are all paid off except for perhaps 15%, and 10 of that 15% have private lives that compromise them. And you're not going to get anything done anymore through the system. We have two-tier courts, and, you know, you have guys like Madoff who spend several months in their home, their luxurious home, while they're waiting for charges. No one has told you yet where all the money went. Nobody has told us yet who was involved. There had to be hundreds of people involved in this thing. You know, I've been in finance for 50 years. I know what it takes to do things. And so this evolutionary process is going to go on and on, and all of a sudden the plug will be pulled. And I think that's 2 to 3 years away. But they got to get a wider war going. And I noticed that they're sending additional troops into Afghanistan. It was 40,000 the number I saw.
Yeah, first it was going to be 18, then 30, now 40. Now Obama's saying he may put 80,000 U.S. troops with other NATO and U.N. troops. This was the AP headline yesterday, for a total of 400,000 troops in Afghanistan by next year.
Well, that means they're going to go invade Pakistan, and they'll probably balkanize it based upon tribes. And they'll probably go into Bangladesh and maybe even India. This is, you know, you go back to the writings in the early 80s of Zbigniew Brzezinski, and it's all laid out. I mean, that's how I found out about it.
No, that's the thing. These people all write books bragging what they're going to do 20 years before. He just wrote one last year bragging about all this. We read it to people on air, and they still don't believe it, Bob. I broke the Mayak report. We pushed the story big on the gun confiscation drills in Iowa. I still have people claiming all that's a lie, while AP and Reuters cover it, giving us no credit for what we broke, and I don't even care about that. The issue is I am just sick of people living in denial.
Again, half the population is illiterate, and it's their own fault. And they're not stupid. They just don't care. They just don't care.
I agree with you. It's like they've had their soul sucked out. Most people are like in a daze. It's like they're half asleep, and they're so self-centered, they won't even protect themselves. They're just like, I'm too lazy. No, no, there's no corruption. I don't have to do anything. And it's because they have no respect for themselves. You know, I was thinking about this morning. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm not some tough guy, folks. But I was driving into work. And I was listening to BBC on XM, and they were talking to people from mass shootings about how the shooters are coming down the hall killing everybody, and the teacher tells them, lie down, and they just wait while the guy comes up and shoot them. And every time I mention this, people email me going, oh, you think you're a tough guy. No, folks, my survival instinct hasn't been gelded, and I can say for a certainty, somebody pulls a gun on me, I'm going to go for it, because that happened to me in Dallas twice growing up and once with a knife, and then people think, oh, you're just acting tough. No. I mean, if somebody's coming down the hall shooting people, I'm going to crouch by the door. He may shoot me, but I'm going to go after him. He's not going to go in the room and kill 20 people methodically in the class because I don't have courage, Bob. I am an animal. I am vicious. At a sick level, I'd love somebody to try that. I want to literally rip their head off their shoulders. And I don't understand how the time somebody tried to mug me in Dallas, I feigned like, oh, my God, I'm scared, and started getting down on my knees and grabbed the gun out and literally stomped that guy's head into putty. And then people think I'm making that up, like I made up going to Bohemian Grove, or I made up breaking the Mayak report, or I made up founding 9/11 truth, or I made up making the Obama deception. I'm about action. And the people are so cowardly, Bob, they think I'm making it up, that I've taken guns away from people. I don't understand why people are so wimpy. I don't think of myself as a tough guy, Bob. Somebody comes after me, I can't control myself. What is wrong with these people?
I don't know. We've discussed some of it. I just don't know. They just continue to do this, and the thing that will change it is an empty belly. That's what will make these people act.
Sounds like a big protest or something's going on there in your undisclosed third world country.
That's right. That's the way they advertise.
Anyways, I was just listening to this guy going, and I got down on my belly, and I let him shoot me four times, and everybody was dialing 911. I mean, dial 911 and die. These people raise their daughters, their sons, to be cowards, and then they send them off into the world not being armed, and then the public's trained to dial 911 and get on their knees. That's why we've got problems. We've been domesticated. We've been castrated. Folks, get past your fear and start really living. I mean, I can't imagine somebody, like people in the concentration camps running into those gullies to be shot. They know they're about to die and they're not attacking the people. You're about to die. Attack. Bite the guy's ear off. Do something. Get your spirit to fight back. Stay there, Bob Chapman.
The new World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Amy Allen's going to be in studio with us for about 52 minutes.
Will it
and Jim Mars is scheduled to be arriving.
You got someone to blame.
Bob Chapman's our guest right now. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because I saw a Time magazine article, I have it here in my stack, saying that we're delusional and insane if we want to own gold and that paper is the way to go. You can't make this up. It says, gold has value only because we believe it has value. It is a collective hallucination. That's a quote from, is gold reality the safest investment? Is gold really the safest investment? Bob, regardless, it is a real industrial metal. So is silver. It's outperformed everything. It's the only thing performing well right now, the only thing performing well. And the establishment is attacking it with everything they've got and can't hold it down.
You're absolutely correct. It just shows you how terrified they are. And, you know, they're in the market every day trying to suppress that silver and keep the stock market up. And, again, with the stock market, they got their hands full today. The market's off 100 points right now, and rightly so, with all of the craziness that's going on with these illuminists trying to save themselves. And you know, gold had two giant days of about $60 the upside. And today it was off 280 or something like that, which is minuscule. And we'll probably have a soft day on Monday, but next week it's going higher.
Well, let me bring this up. It doesn't matter because Ted Anderson bought gold at 890 and is passing on the $70-plus savings on the francs and on the sovereigns and other coins. Let's bring Ted Anderson in right now. How good of a deal is that, Bob Chapman, that he bought into gold when it was down at 890 and now at 970, he's selling it at the same price when it was low?
Well, it's certainly good for the buyers. There's no question about that. That's obvious. But I got to say this, and not many people do this, Ted. It was a stroke of genius.
Well, that's what he always does. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, I'm right here, Alex. I don't know about the stroke of genius because I think any dummy could figure out that if gold drops right now with what's going on in Washington, D.C., that it's a good time to buy. And that's all I do. I just wait for the dips, and I buy as much as I can because you know it's going to happen. There's going to be profit-taking, and it's going to go up, and then it backs off. But the trend is up. I mean, come on. I mean, the Federal Reserve System just stepped in, and they're dropping $1 trillion on the U.S. Treasury market.
Yeah.
What do you think that's going to do?
The government is buying its own debt right now, Weimar Republic-type behavior. Bob still thinks it's a year or two till total insanity and implosion. What do you say, Ted?
Well, you know, it takes a little bit of time for the credit to flow into the prices. And, yeah, indeed, we're going to have inflation within the next year or two. As a matter of fact, I expect to see some of that coming in already before the end of this year. And the dollar is a perfect example of that. It almost dropped 10% in the last week against foreign currencies. The Federal Reserve is out of every other option. All they can do is monetize the debt by buying U.S. government treasury bonds. Anytime you see that, run for the hills. We're in a position where the United States dollar is doomed because they have way too many problems, and they're trying to solve those problems by financing it through the Federal Reserve System.
Ted, you're going to do this deal, you said, through the weekend, no matter what gold does. Again, gold at the 890 price is what the price is factored in, now at 960. Tell folks the offers you've got quickly.
Yeah, same thing I had yesterday and the day before. Gold's up a lot. I mean, I have those francs right now currently at 218. I have the British sovereigns at 272. Call us at 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. I did buy this stuff when gold was lower. I'm passing on the savings to you. I mean,
hey, Bob, hold on, guys. Let's keep you both about two more minutes before Amy Allen comes in. 70-second break. But, Bob, how good a deal is that what Ted just offered?
It's very good. Very good.
All right. We'll be right back in 70 seconds. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.